question on this, because I know we have a lot to cover today, but are you a little bit concerned about Bravo's programming? Because this is, you know, now with Roni, the old, you know, traditional Roni being canceled, OC having horrendous ratings, now with Shaw's, this is beginning to give me E! Network vibes. You know, E! Is a mess. You know, E! News, you and I probably grew up on. I'm talking old school E! True Hollywood Story. You had Fashion Police, which was enormous. I mean, you had Howard Stern. This is like way back in the day. Howard Stern that kind of kicked that off. Juliana Rancic was like a queen there. I mean, and then I'm going to say 8 years ago, it just started to go to shit. And now they cannot... I don't even know how they're or what they're filling their programming with. I mean, it's so bad. No one's watching. I mean, are you concerned for Bravo programming?
Well, yes, E! Is truly a mess. Like that just isn't, I mean, I know this for a fact. I know people that work there.
Yes,
look,
I do
you
too.
Lost the Kardashians, so that's a big thing.
Yes.
You know, you could spin it any way you want. Ryan Seacrest is pursuing. The bottom line is you cannot afford the Kardashians. B, you cannot afford, you know, Little Miss Thing Seacrest. Like, you can't afford these people. So they could spin it any way they want. Ryan Seacrest works 24/7 a day. You know, he would stay if the money was right. You couldn't afford him. So, and with the Kardashians gone, like, what is the E! Programming? We don't have Fashion Police. It's, look, they're trying. They're trying with that celebrity show. Really.
Oh, Nikki Glaser. I do adore Nikki Glaser. She's,
you know,
what's
rated
show.
Well, too, shockingly, is I had her on my show, Rachel. The Bradshaw Bunch is actually rated high.
Really?
It's not buzzy. It gets, yep. I don't know about season three, but the first season did great. They couldn't wait to get that back for season
really?
Three.
Really? Yep. Okay. I watched a couple episodes of that. I mean, I liked it, but I don't know. You know, I didn't get like super into it. So fascinating. Okay. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, F-R-A-S-E-R 20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
So there's that. But so, excuse me, I don't know if Bravo is gonna, like, I'm not really concerned, but where is, remember we had Tabitha and Jonathan,
and
we had things that failed, but like, where is the new programming? That's, I mean, we're kind of out of COVID. Like, where, what new Bravo show has come along? Now, we had Winter House, which is a new show. And we have a new show coming up, which I'm going to be covering. About five Atlanta matchmakers. It's
okay.
Greenlit. It's starting. The cast will be popping by behind the rope, guys.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I see your face. Like, are we excited for the show? Like, let's see how it plays out, maybe. But remember the days, even if Epic fails, but like, you know, that show about the eight designers, the Noragrats, and your top design. And like, Bravo used to say, here's a new show. Wait, you don't like it? It's canceled. Let's try another one. No, where are the new shows? Where are they?
No, I'm with you. I feel like maybe COVID, and maybe they're going to be doing catch up this next year. You know, maybe they're going to be green lighting a bunch of things to try. But you know, Candy and the Gang, I don't know. Is that doing any better?
I have to check in on it. Okay. I got to check in on Candy and the Gang.
Fascinating about Shaw's. I really thought that was another one of their crown jewel shows. And I have to imagine for that cast that's been there 9 years. I mean, that was their job. That was probably their full-time jobs, you know? So,
and I loved it. I think it went
too.
On top.
Me too. I look, one of my favorites, MJ. I told you when I first got here to LA, I met MJ. Like, I was like, oh my, I was starstruck actually with her. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I'm obsessed with you. How Shamps. Like, I love it. Tommy. And I need to know more about Tommy. I mean,
I've got some more about Tommy for you. Like, I'll tell you some stuff. No, I mean, for everyone to listen, not right now, but I got some stuff coming with MJ and Tommy. Okay. Lovely, lovely people.
Amazing.
I will miss it.